disappeared and he has resurfaced in the oddest of places. So we'll tell you where at 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Senate is moving ahead on a Republican budget plan, a critical step in the party's drive to cut taxes and simplify the IRS code. A key mover of the legislation, Senator John McCain, reports correspondent Joe Johns.
Senator McCain clearing the way for the Senate budget resolution to advance for a vote. The president meets today with the powerful Senate Finance Committee in the Oval Office.
Now, there is lingering tension between the president and Senator McCain. Mr. Trump said yesterday on WMAL's Chris Plant Show that he won't let McCain's criticisms go unanswered.
Now, I'm being very nice. I'm being very, very nice. But at some point, I fight back, and it won't be pretty.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed the president's former foreign policy advisor, Carter Page. This after Page told the committee that he'd plead the fifth to keep from sending documents which he felt were beyond the scope of its Russia probe.
Carter Page, he's been sort of the public face early on of this investigation because he was very willing to speak publicly about his role here. It's not clear how central Carter Page's role was in the campaign. President Trump, earlier in the campaign, did name him as an advisor and foreign policy advisor to his campaign, although later said he was not as close to the center as he had described him.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. Montgomery County fire officials think smoking is to blame for an apartment building fire in Silver Spring last night. Some people were reportedly trapped inside the four-story building for a while before being rescued. County Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says the fire started in a first-floor bedroom as a person was smoking while wearing an oxygen mask. A rare opportunity is coming up to change the way Montgomery County Council does its work.
Montgomery County's Charter Review Commission gets together every 4 years, and while they review the entire charter,
the current hot topic is what should be the composition of the county council.
Commission Chair Paul Bessel says he can sense a growing number of people in the county aren't satisfied with the council.
There's a definite negative feeling.
Does that mean there should be fewer at-large members, maybe more representation in the up county? That's what tonight's public hearing is for.
We've got a long time without any change in the structure.
1990, to be exact, and a lot's changed since then. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Loudoun County police are reminding residents lock their cars and garage doors after a number of recent burglaries.
The break-ins have been happening in the Sterling area. In the last 5 days, there have been at least five. The thieves entering through an unlocked door, or in some cases, using the garage door opener inside the victim's car to get in the house. In one case, Loudoun County police say a man wound up inside a home in the middle of the night. The resident woke up and their dog began barking. Police are still searching for him. Purses, wallets, and items inside the home are being reported as stolen. Residents are urged to lock their doors and windows. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
18 state attorneys general, including Maryland's Brian Frosch, have filed a lawsuit against Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. They're challenging her move, suspending a rule issued by the Obama administration that would regulate career training programs. Frosch says he's heard many consumer complaints about for-profit colleges in Maryland. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,997, the NASDAQ at 66,24. Sports, the Cubs are on the brink of elimination, losing Game 3 of the NLCS to the Dodgers. The Yankees and Astros now tied at 2 apiece in the ALCS. Hockey, the Caps lose to Toronto, and the Wizards open their regular season tonight at home against the 76ers. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You could grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. The new 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday. Details at WMAL.com and listen here. Yay! The new 4K a day on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey. How's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient. More value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Connecticut Avenue heading down toward the Beltway. Extra time needed, still with the crash. Southbound Connecticut Avenue before the Beltway. It's along the right side. And if you're coming off of the exit ramp, off of the inner loop as well, when you come down to the signal light, you'll see all that activity. So merging quite slow through there. Now on the Beltway itself, from College Park and around to Silver Spring, normal lineup. It's tedious, but that's where we have our stop and go. Same story to the Wilson Bridge, backing near Route 5. And the Virginia Beltway, we had a stalled, slowing us through Tyson's. Inner loop before the Georgetown Pike looks like lanes have been reopened. Now, in through town, the problem on 16th Street, if you're coming southbound, we normally have a lot of delays here, but extra volume to get through the signal light at Alaska Avenue. Crews are aware that's the problem with the signals at 16th and Alaska Northwest, so patience through there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a cool start to this Wednesday, it's going to be a mild afternoon with sunshine and high climbing to 71 degrees. Clear to the evening with an overnight low dropping to 50. And sunny tomorrow, the warming trend continues with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Burke, 39 in Bethesda, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. President Trump sells his tax plan and defense of God-given rights in a Heritage Foundation speech. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It's Wednesday. You're halfway through the week. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colanese. And you know who else is going to be here at 8:05? Ken Cuccinelli will be with us from the Senate Conservatives Fund. We're going to discuss the president, the administration's big tax push, and remember that health care push? Remember we're going to reform, repeal, and replace? That may be back. And at 8:15, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be with us. There's some victories over ISIS that are not being discussed. We are going to tell you about them. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. I'm having pause here because what we're about to get into is just like some of the wildest treatment I've ever seen so far of President Trump. And let me just lay out for you the order in which these things happened. Remember, Monday, the President of the United States goes out and he's talking about how it's very tough to make these calls to the families of fallen service members, one of the toughest things he does. And it's at that point that he kind of compares the way he handles these things to his predecessors. Here's the president.
Thing from you so far about the soldiers that were killed in Niger, and what do you have to say about
this? I've written them personal letters. They've been sent, or they're going out tonight, but they were written during the weekend. I will, at some point during the period of time, call the parents and the families, because I have done that traditionally. I felt very, very badly about that. I always feel badly. It's the toughest calls I have to make are the calls where this happens. Soldiers are killed. It's a very difficult thing. Now, it gets to a point where, you know, you make four or five of them in one day is a very, very tough day. For me, that's by far the toughest. So the traditional way, if you look at President Obama and other presidents, most of them didn't make calls. A lot of them didn't make calls. I like to call when it's appropriate, when I think I'm able to do it. They have made the ultimate sacrifice. So generally, I would say that I like to call. I'm going to be calling them. I want a little time to pass. I'm going to be calling them. I have, as you know, since I've been president, I have. But in addition, I actually wrote letters individually to the soldiers we're talking about, and they're going to be going out either today or tomorrow.
Earlier you said that President Obama never called the families of fallen soldiers. How can you make that claim?
I don't know if he did. No. I was told that he didn't often, and a lot of presidents don't. They write letters. Excuse me, Peter. I do a combination of both.
Okay, so that kind of, there's a couple things in here. It seems like the president may have needlessly stepped in this by comparing himself to predecessors and trying to bring up their behaviors here for handling fallen troops, okay? But pay attention to the line that he made in the middle of that. He referred to these guys as making the ultimate sacrifice. He said they made the ultimate sacrifice. Remember that context. It's important here. Then, the president yesterday, while we were at Radio Row at the White House, sits down with Brian Kilmeade and says this about his chief of staff, John Kelly, the Marine general.
To the best of my knowledge, I think I've called every family of somebody that's died, and it's the hardest call to make, and I said it very loud and clear yesterday. The hardest thing for me to do is do that. Now, as far as other representatives, I don't know. I mean, you could ask General Kelly, did he get a call from Obama? You could ask other people. I don't know what Obama's policy was.
So he talks about General Kelly. Did he get a call from Obama? So basically, there's now a sustained force of media criticism coming after him for not only talking about his predecessor's treatment of fallen troops, but also now for invoking the death of John Kelly's son in Afghanistan as evidence that, you know, that they handled it differently. By the way, the White House confirming yesterday President Obama did not call General Kelly when that occurred. Now, here's what I want to get to. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, you'll know her by her bedazzled cowboy hat. She appears all the time when you see her at the State of the Union or on television or whatever. She's always got like all sorts of flair going on. She was on CNN last night. She apparently had ridden in the car of one of the widows of one of these guys who was killed in Niger. And she was in the car with the widow when the widow received a phone call from the president. She put it on speakerphone. So the congresswoman heard what went down. Here's her characterization last night on CNN.
And she spoke to Sergeant Johnson's widow tonight, and she joins us on the phone. Thank you, Representative, for joining us. You spoke to the widow of LaDavid Johnson, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson. Her name is Maisha. How is she doing tonight?
Oh, she's very distraught. And we were in the car together in the limousine headed to meet the body at the airport. So I heard what he said because the phone was on speaker.
What did he say?
Well, basically, he said, I guess he knew what he signed up for, but I guess it still hurts.
Hmm.
That's what he said.
The president said to her, he knew what he signed up for.
He knew what he was signing up for.
But when it happens, it hurts anyway.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, that audio is important because now the press, I can't tell you how many headlines I've seen this morning. Representative Congresswoman says Trump told widow of fallen soldier, quote, he knew what he signed up for. As if he's blaming the soldier for his own death. That's the headline we're getting. Rather than the most obvious context in the world, remember what I said. Quote, they made the ultimate sacrifice. This is the president on Monday. What does that suggest to you? It suggests to me that the president recognizes that these guys died knowing, giving their lives for their country. It's a way to say to this widow, your husband made the ultimate sacrifice for his country. Now, does the president have a problem of not speaking in complete sentences occasionally? Of course. But what's going on here is the rapid contortion of what President Trump said to this widow. In order to make it seem like he's blaming her husband for his own death, when I don't even need to hear what the White House's explanation for this is. At some point, I'm sure they will explain it. The president's going to be asked about it now. But the explanation to me seems crystal clear. He's honoring this man's death. He's honoring his sacrifice for his country to his widow. He wants the widow to know, your husband did not die in vain. He died for his country. That makes him a hero, knowing that that was the risk.
And Frederica Wilson told a local TV station, she said, I didn't hear the entire conversation, but when I tried to find out what the entire conversation was, she said, I just can't remember everything that he said, but that stood out in everyone's heart on the call. You don't say that. He is the president of the United States. This is a soldier who gave his life for his country. He is a hero in our minds, and our community's minds. That is an insult to the entire Miami Gardens community, to our entire District 24. I hope he did not say that to the other three families that he called. So she starts out by saying, I didn't hear the entire conversation. And then she goes on to condemn what she didn't hear.
This is bad. And by the way, she apparently spoke to Philip Rucker of the Washington Post last night. He was tweeting out that she went on to say that she wanted to curse the president of the United States out for making the widow cry. Well, undoubtedly, why wouldn't the widow cry? I mean, she lost her husband. Everything here is just a tornado of craziness, and the press is taking the worst possible interpretation of this right out to the public, and that's in no way fair to the president of the United States, I think. And I think, by the way, as a gut call, a judgment that should not be rendered without knowing the complete context of it. This is unbelievable. But yet again, it's not all that surprising.
No, sadly.
7:15 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 7:15 means we're in the slew of it, thick of it, south on Connecticut Avenue due to the crash before the Beltway. They're in the clearing stages, but I still see some flashing lights. So southbound as you approach and pass Saul Road and Beach Drive for the delay and the exit ramp as you come off of the inner loop of the Beltway, so you know. Now, top side of the Beltway, we've had the normal stop and go from 95 to George Avenue, but now, right as you merge off of 95, right in the delay, getting reports of a crash, and it's really starting to slow through that stretch. 270, it's been about the volume. A lot of it, Urbana, off and on down to the 270 spur. Broken down on the Virginia Beltway through Tyson's to Georgetown Pike keeps us on the brakes, but it looks like that's to the shoulder. 66 still with our distraction. Multiple cars involved in this crash in Centerville. It's over on the left shoulder. Heavy. Actually, it's going to be just after you come out of Gainesville, so do expect that delay quite solid. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, let's get you some weather here. Today, sunny, high of 71 degrees. Tonight, clear, a low near 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 74 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 46. 7:17 on WMAL.
Everything we build makes a difference.
It's not just leaves that are falling these days. So are the prices on all fences, decks, and pavers from Long Fence. For a limited time, take advantage of their lowest prices of the year. Visit longfence.com today.
I want to talk to you about some fallout from the Harvey Weinstein scandal that we spoke about a little bit earlier. You've seen it probably on social media, this Me Too campaign, and women are posting just the words Me Too. They're using the hashtag on Twitter. They're posting it on Facebook. Alyssa Milano started this, and she asked women to recall their own experiences of sexual harassment and include either Me Too or the hashtag Me Too. So I've seen this all over social media, but yet I've seen women just post Me Too with no story. Just Me Too. Okay. And I thought that the purpose of this was to kind of, you know, get your story out there and I guess get it, cleanse a little bit, get it out there, tell your story. I've just seen a lot of women posting this. I have very mixed emotions about this. Part of this, though, is obviously to raise awareness that it's not just in Hollywood. Of course, a lot of it is in Hollywood. This is where it started, but it's also in other businesses in this country. And it's also not just in businesses, you know. There are some women who deal with this out dating in clubs and things like that, where someone crosses that line that someone may feel is a little bit too far. And yeah. George Stephanopoulos was talking about this movement. This is nationwide. You're going to see it everywhere. George Stephanopoulos was talking about it too.
The Me Too movement, it is growing this morning. Remember, Alyssa Milano started it all, inspiring millions of women to share their personal stories of sexual harassment and assault. And last night, Reese Witherspoon, you see her right there, she spoke out, Amy, sparking a real national conversation.
Yeah, this has been a very powerful movement. A new ABC News Washington Post poll revealing an estimated 33 million American women have been sexually harassed, and an estimated 14 million have experienced sexual abuse in work-related incidents.
Okay. 14 million in work-related incidents. Now, a lot of women obviously are not naming names, which I think is, I think if they were naming names, it wouldn't be fair unless it's like Harvey Weinstein. And a lot of them discussed why they never reported it, because they feared being labeled a problem employee, they feared being fired, or even worse. So explaining, well, this is why I was silent about this.
Okay. First of all, I think the sexual harassment numbers are probably being undercounted here, right? Whatever number she said. I think it's actually 100. I think it's like 150 million women have been sexually harassed in the United States. Oh, that's every woman. Because you think about this for a second. Like, let's how much is this stretched out? Girls, I'm not saying this is right in all cases, but women, are we including catcalls in this? If you've been catcalled ever? Are we including?
I would pay someone to catcall me at this point in the game. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, I can't. My lips aren't wet enough to do the whistling right now.
But see, can I say there is a difference?
There we go.
There's a difference between catcalling and you just brush it off, and then there's a difference between inappropriate catcalling. Okay,
what's appropriate catcalling?
Well, I'm just saying, if a guy whistles at you or goes, "Hey, you
really
look good
like
today,"
to
or something like, if a guy says, "Oh, you look good today," I don't consider that insulting. But guys have said some things that I thought were over the line.
You got a good look today, Mary.
But people I don't know walking down the street, guys who have said, and I thought it was inappropriate and made me feel uncomfortable. But then there's other times you just smile, laugh, and joke, you know, walk away.
Hey, sweetheart, you're talking too much. Let me talk more, okay?
I say that
harassment?
Every day.
Okay. But also, does it include that? Does it include, like, going to a club with your girlfriends and then some guy dances too close to you? Like, so what? I mean, you know the move. I mean, how many men have been like, oh, the cute girl over there, I'm going to go try and dance with her. And they just kind of like do it. And the girl's like, get the hell away from me. Like, I don't want to dance with you. Does that qualify? Because this Me Too thing seems pretty expansive. Because again, if this is where we're moving, 150 million women are subject to this category of sexual harassment. This comes down to, Are we separating the wolves from the dogs? The men who are just like, hey, what's going on, baby? No. Okay, I tried. Sorry. You know? Or, you know, are we talking about true sexual harassment? So, I think there's a risk here of an overcorrection. And by the way, don't put Hollywood's problems on everybody else. Hollywood desperately needs to be fixed. Don't start blaming the rest of the country for your issues.
And again, not to defend Woody Allen, but he brought this up last week where he said, I fear that this turns into this witch hunt where every man is guilty. So Woody Allen may have actually been right.
Good point, Toots. 722 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dallas Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
You know, now that you can shop from home and not have to go from mall to mall or store to store looking for something, you just sit there and do it all right on your phone or on your computer. Everybody does it, right? Well, if you're redoing your home, there's no easy way to avoid having to go from store to store to store. Well, now 50 Floor does it for you. They allow you to shop in the comfort of your own home. They will come to your home on your schedule. You just make an appointment with them. And one of their flooring experts will come to your home and they bring all the samples with them, so you can see everything in the comfort of your own home. And it's even better than on the computer, because you can see how it looks in the lighting in your home, with your furniture, with your cabinets. And installation, they make that super convenient as well, because they come and they move all of your furniture for you, so there's no heavy lifting. And during this month, the month of October, that installation, it's free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, or vinyl, just contact 50 Floor. Don't spend your time running around looking for the best deal, the best flooring. They bring it all to you. In-home consultation is free as well. Schedule it at 50floor.com today. Use the promo code WMAL. They give you an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, on the toll road, we're doing okay through Herndon and Reston, have some of that volume, but it's once you get up to the Beltway, it's always a slow merge, but a crash eastbound toll road. It's going to be after the main toll plaza as you get up to that exit to the Beltway, so do watch Fire and Rescue there. Had the broken down on the Beltway near the Georgetown Pike. It is cleared, but it's giving us delays through Tyson's toward that point. Coming out of Maryland, you're okay crossing the Legion Bridge. It's getting you there. 270 slows most of the way out of Germantown, off and on down to the lane divide. Connecticut Avenue coming out of Kensington. Need to give you a heads up from Saul Road down to the Beltway. Heavier than normal due to the crash. Should just be about cleared here. It still had some flashing lights in that right lane, southbound Connecticut Avenue. Oh, better news. 16th Street at Alaska Avenue. Crews had been dealing with the signal lights that weren't working properly. They say all fixed, and I'm actually looking at a much better pace. So 16th Street coming out of Silver Spring into Northwest, good. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
After a cool start to this Wednesday, it will be a sunny afternoon with a high of 71 and clear tonight with a low near 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 727.
The answer, my friend, is blue.
Okay, real quick update for you here. The President of the United States just tweeting about that Frederica Wilson audio we played for you a moment ago.
He must be listening.
Of course. Hi, Mr. President. Thank you for listening this morning. He says the following: Democrat Congresswoman totally fabricated what I said to the wife of a soldier who died in action, and I have proof. Sad. So wow. There's that, and we're going to ask Tony Schaefer about that, all of this, at 8:15 this morning when we chat with him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's move to D.C. quickly here. It's that time of year. It's called fall for a reason, because the leaves fall down off the trees, because Americans are very simple people. So we have leaf blowers, right? We've decided to combat that problem, because rakes are a lot of work, so we have leaf blowers. Well, like that. A D.C. council member now, Mary Che, has proposed a bill that would phase out, make those gas-powered leaf blowers illegal by 2022. Goodness. Illegal! You cannot have one! They phase them out by 2022.
And what's the problem with the leaf blowers?
Well, because they're too loud. So people will only be allowed to use electric or battery-powered equipment that would produce less noise and pollution.
She says
she's heard so many complaints over the years that she wants to ban these gas-powered leaf blowers. Here's the thing. Every town, every municipality has a noise ordinance, right? So if your neighbor's out there at 6 o'clock in the morning with the gas-powered leaf blower, you can pick up the phone and make a complaint because they're violating the noise ordinance. This is so simple. Why make it more complicated?
They should leaf this one alone. By the way, there's only so much room for blowhards in this city. 729 on WMAL.
Oh, Lord.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza, or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
All right, here's what's coming up. You know, Ivanka had a punk phase. Ivanka Trump getting into her punk phase. You'll find out about that. And also, that security guard, Jose Campos, the guy who, Jesus Campos, rather, who was in the tower in the Mandalay Bay, he went missing, and now he's resurfaced. We'll tell you where. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A person smoking while wearing an oxygen mask reportedly ignited a fire in a Silver Spring apartment building last night. Several families have been displaced. One person was taken to the hospital with injuries. No one died in the fire. Maryland's budget for next year is looking better than the experts had forecast. The state's top legislative analyst tells lawmakers that the budget shortfall for the coming fiscal year is not as deep as originally projected. An anticipated gap of some $740 million has been reduced, he says, to $250 million. Tensions are growing on Capitol Hill over investigations into alleged Russian meddling in the election.
There's growing tension on these Capitol Hill committees investigating Russian meddling and possible collusion with the Trump campaign. And the message that the Republicans are sending is this: wrap it up within the next 2 months. One top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Jim Risch, told me yesterday the committee shouldn't be chasing, quote, weak leads, saying they are at the point of, quote, diminishing returns.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Attorney General Jeff Sessions will once again be on the hot seat in front of his former colleagues today when he testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee in an oversight hearing. President Trump is taking heat for the words he used in comforting the widow of a U.S. serviceman killed in Niger. A Florida congresswoman says Mr. Trump told the widow that her husband, quote, knew what he signed up for. Two security officers who dragged a United Airlines passenger off a plane last spring have now been fired.
Cell phone footage showed security officers on April 9th dragging Dr. David Dow by his arms and legs down the aisle and off a Louisville, Kentucky-bound flight before it took off at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The city's aviation officials have fired two officers and suspended two others involved in the forcible removal for mishandling a non-threatening situation and improperly escalating an incident. One of the suspended officers is resigning. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,997, the Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Dodgers are now one win away from the World Series, beating the Cubs in Game 3 of the NLCS. The Yankees and Astros are now tied at 2 apiece in the ALCS. The Caps lose to the Maple Leafs. The Wizards host Philly tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Equifax recently announced a breach of 143 million identities, and you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity theft protection to LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK for 10% off.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Okay, first, we were giving you a great discount on fences, decks, and pavers. And to be honest, those were some pretty sweet deals. But why stop there? Our prices have gone from low to lower to lowest. Long Fence is now offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, and pavers, but only for a limited time. So go to longfence.com today for a free estimate.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, top side of the Beltway, delays continue to grow as you pass Route 1 College Park over toward 95, where 95 merges onto the Beltway. That's where we had the incident reported, then slows through Silver Spring. Southbound Connecticut Avenue, we've been struggling this morning, so if you make your travel out of Kensington, well up ahead at the Beltway, that's where we've had the longstanding crash along the right side. 270 volume, and a lot of it, as you're used to by now. Once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, slows most of the way Germantown onto the 270 spur. For the toll road, hang on here. It's always slow to merge onto the Beltway exit, but now we have a crash there, so it's a little complicated as you wiggle past here. So as you come past the main toll plaza to the Beltway, eastbound toll road, we're bunched up. 50 as you leave Seven Corners. You might want to rethink this. Arlington Boulevard, there's a crash as you approach and pass Fillmore Street under police direction. That's before you would get up toward Fort Myer. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a cool start to this Wednesday, will be a sunny afternoon with a high of 71 and clear tonight with a low near 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Manassas, 42 in La Plata, 46 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. Joining us later on the show, we're going to speak with Ken Cuccinelli at 8:05. He is with the Senate Conservatives Fund. We're going to talk to him about the administration's tax push. Want to get this done. Let's do this. And also healthcare rearing its ugly head again. At 8:15, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be with us. We're going to discuss some victories over ISIS that no one is talking about. We're also going to talk about something that everyone's talking about that they probably shouldn't be talking about, and that's President Trump and what has suddenly become a controversy over condolence calls, which is, I mean, it's just the world turned upside down. I'm Mary Walter, and here's Vince Conanis.
Oh, good morning. All right, so it's Nirvana. You know, Have you seen this story? Ivanka Trump. You know, we all think of Ivanka Trump as, you know, the heiress behind her shoe line. And now she works in the White House and she's got that lovely straight blonde hair. She's always so poised. And she's sort of, you know, definition of kind of like a traditional, beautiful American woman. Well, apparently she had a vicious punk phase, she says, when she was a kid. We now find out, thanks to her mother's new book. Apparently, Ivanka writes as a part of the memoir. She writes a section of it, and in it, she writes that my wardrobe when she was, I guess, a teenager, consisted of ripped corduroy jeans and flannel shirts. She calls it her punk phase. She claims that the phase turned out to be foundational. Not because she internalized any of those ideas or philosophies, but because it indirectly led her to rock the current shade of blonde she uses for her hair. So if you're wondering why she's this particular shade of blonde, here's the story. She said, during my punk phase in the 90s, I was really into Nirvana. My wardrobe consisted of ripped corduroy jeans and flannel shirts. One day after school, I dyed my hair blue. She just decided, I'm going to dye my hair blue. Mom wasn't a fan of this decision. She took one look at me, immediately went out to the nearest drugstore to buy a $10 box of Nice and Easy. That night, she forced me to dye my hair back to blonde. The color she picked out was actually three shades lighter than my natural color, and I have never looked back.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to go ahead and take a wild guess that she's not using Nice and Easy anymore to keep that color.
No. You never know, though, if it works. It works. You know, this, and we're going to go ahead. I just want to say one thing. This is a story that I absolutely love because, again, this is a story of phenomenal parenting by Ivana. No, because we talk about how come you never saw the Trump kids partying like Paris Hilton and all this, because they had the money and the means to do it. You never saw those stories, because I get the funny feeling Ivana and Donald would have withstood none of that. Well, that just would not have happened in their house.
She Ivana apparently reined this right in. And then, you know, I wanted to ask Heather Hunter to join us, our executive producer. Heather, you know, I was really struck in what she writes about here. She says that she was really into Nirvana. We were playing this, but she said it wasn't too long after this hair episode that Kurt Cobain committed suicide. And she says it was a shock. I was distraught. Mom had no idea who Kurt Cobain was, and she could only sympathize so much. So after 24 hours of my crying inconsolably in my room alone, major melodrama, Mom had to pull me out of there to go down to dinner. This is wild, but this was a big moment for if you were a punk fan, or in reality, a grunge fan, as people are now correcting her.
Ivanka and I are about the same age, so Kurt Cobain announcement was... I would say, I know this sounds bad, but probably akin to Cronkite and Kennedy assassination announcement for
the
that generation.
The average American teenager.
Actually, we have a little audio of that, Mike, if you play that.
There's Kurt Loder, announcing.
This was an important moment. Suddenly on MTV, the globe spins, and this is what actually MTV did news, and Kurt Loder was there to announce Kurt Cobain's death. And here's the clip of suddenly on our screens, Kurt Loder made the announcement.
Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead, and this is the story as we know it so far. Cobain's body was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning. He was dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head. Police found what is said to be a suicide note at the scene, but have not yet divulged its contents. Cobain, who was 27, had reportedly been missing for about 6 days, according to his mother. The Los Angeles Times reported on Wednesday that Nirvana was breaking up and that Cobain was planning to undergo drug rehabilitation. A source close to the band told MTV News earlier this week that while that story sounded bad, it was better than what was, quote, really going on.
So this was when the moment where Ivanka's crying inconsolably
begins
over this, because and a lot of people who were into Nirvana in that time period were very much upset over
the
that
next
moment.
The next 24 hours involves Ivanka just like crying inconsolably as her mother's like, I don't understand what's going on right now.
Who is Kurt Cobain? She's asking.
By the way, this news could not have gotten to, like, if whether or not MTV continued to have a newscast. Nowadays, in the age of Twitter, we would have known like way before Kurt Loder ever told us. This is like definitely a pre-Twitter moment. This is like, well, now we got to wait for Kurt Loder to announce it that Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain has died.
I have so much love for Ivanka after knowing that she was a huge Nirvana fan.
Yeah, there you go. So just when you look at Ivanka, remember, at one point that hair was blue.
I love it. Do you think Jared would like that?
Probably. He's probably asked her to try it again. She's like, no, I'm over that. He's like, just once for me.
Please.
743 here on WML.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You already know that Thompson Creek Window Company has been manufacturing windows locally for over 37 years. Well, now, Thompson Creek Window Company has designed and built a revolutionary sound-reducing window that's enhanced with their expert installation method. So, you know, we were just talking about the sound of leaf blowers and how annoying they are, so much so that, there's a local D.C. council member who wants to make them illegal in D.C. can't use them. Don't worry about it. Just get SoundShield, because SoundShield filters up to 35% more of the outside noise than Thompson Creek's standard sound-reducing double-pane windows, and you won't care if your neighbor gasses up that leaf blower at 6 a.m., because you won't hear him. This is the best window to filter that outside noise and give you that tranquility inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company builds their incredible windows just for you and our climate in their own local factory. Plus, their installation process is guaranteed to withstand the changing elements of the mid-Atlantic climate. Call 855-57-CREEK now to buy one window. You get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. And the first 100 jobs will get a free sound shield upgrade. So fall is on its way. If you hate the leaf blowers, now is the time to pick up the phone and call them. Call 855-57-CREEK right now. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
745 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, Arlington, and using Wilson Boulevard and toward Ballston. That looks good. Normal delays there. Same story as you take Columbia Pike heading inbound toward town, but not so good as 50 Arlington Boulevard. I'm looking at these delays really intensifying. We have a crash before you get to Fort Myer after South Fillmore Street. It was along the right side. And as you come out of Seven Corners, you better get prepared if you're not taking an alternate or allowing extra time for that Arlington Boulevard ride. Now, on the Beltway, Virginia, the volume in Annandale, you get very little break, then slows again from near 50. Had the incident on the shoulder, off and on now to the Legion Bridge, east on the toll road at the Beltway merge for the crash, though complicates that a little bit, struggling to get around. On the Maryland Beltway, as you approach the John Hanson Highway, crews tell me they have that crash all confined to the shoulder. That gives us those outer loop delays out of Forestville. Heavy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure is going to result in dry weather today. Cool initially, then a sunny afternoon with a high reaching 71. Overnight clear, the low near 50. And some more sunshine on Thursday tomorrow with a high reaching 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 46 degrees, 747 on WMAL. Okay, so the past week or so has been marred by all sorts of strange, both conspiracy theories and a lot of it being pushed on by the apparent vanishing of the security guard who was supposedly the first person initially shot during the Vegas attacks. Remember, Jesus Campos, we've been hearing from the press that he had vanished after he balked last week at appearing in several TV interviews, including with one with Fox News' Sean Hannity. So up until yesterday, the belief was he's gone. He's disappeared. He's fallen out of contact. What happened to the guy? Now we have an answer. Late Tuesday night, Ellen DeGeneres tweeted the following, Tomorrow, the first people to encounter the Las Vegas shooter are here. Security guard Jesus Campos and the building engineer Stephen Shuck. So she interviewed Jesus Campos and Stephen Shuck, these two men who worked for the Mandalay Bay Hotel, who arrived on the 32nd floor during this shooting. And they're going to be that interview's done. It was done yesterday, and it will air today on her program. So Jesus Campos has returned to the public eye, and he's done it through the Ellen DeGeneres show. Kind of interesting. He skipped all these news programs and went right to Ellen. I mean, who knows what his motivation is for something like that, but after having disappeared. And he supposedly has signs up outside of his home saying no trespassing, no media, and now he's going to appear on Ellen and explain in detail what happened.
You know, am I the only person wondering how no one else could find this guy? He's just disappeared. He supposedly, or allegedly, the story was that he wasn't feeling well and went to a UMC Quick Care that has 8 locations throughout Las Vegas. And they told Fox News that they heard nothing about him visiting them. And so the story was he didn't go to the interviews. When they came back out after a meeting, he was before they went to the interviews,
right.
He was gone. He was just gone. So the story was that he went to this Quick Care. But how does Ellen find him when nobody else can?
It's a good question. Real quick, here's what we know from the excerpts. He describes how he was called to check on an open door near Paddock's suite on the 32nd floor, how he was struck by gunfire moments before the shooter unleashed the bullets on the crowd of concert goers below. Quote, as I was walking down, I heard rapid fire, and at first I took cover. I felt a burning sensation. I went to go lift my pant leg up, and I saw the blood. That's when I called it in on my radio that shots have been fired. Very quick, from shooting to reporting it. More information still coming. 750 now on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits, while you relax through it all with sedation. You sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
7:53. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Kate Rogers at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning to you. Well, futures are higher, giving the Dow another shot at closing above 23,000 for the first time. The index hit the mark yesterday but pulled back. The Dow still closed at its 50th record high of the year, though. China's President Xi gave a 3.5-hour speech today to start off the 19th Communist Party Congress. He promised the Chinese people he will build a modern socialist country, and Wall Street is watching. Amazon will deliver a tiny home to your door in just 2 days. The small space living movement is growing, and Amazon is now selling a 320-square-foot prefab tiny house by Mods International. It costs about $40,000 with shipping. The Neiman Marcus Christmas book is famous for some of the most expensive gifts in the world. This year, you can buy a New Year's Eve experience at the Knickerbocker Hotel in New York City's Times Square for $1.6 million. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the Leaf Guard Gutter System. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, Leaf Guard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, Leaf Guard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we're working on it here. Virginia Beltway, though, our latest problem. If you're leaving Springfield, heading outer loop toward the Wilson Bridge, crash near Eisenhower Avenue. Looks like at least the two right lanes are blocked, and I know it's tough as you sit in those delays, but a definite need needed an ambulance at the scene of this crash. So a lot going on. Outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue. Now, it's for the inner loop through Annandale, slowing, very little break, and then you'll hit the delays off and on toward the Legion Bridge. Eastbound, inbound Dulles Toll Road at the Beltway for the crash cleanup. Connecticut Avenue out of Kensington and coming down towards Saul Road. Now about making the recovery. Earlier crash at the Beltway, gone on Connecticut Avenue. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home, free delivery, and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
It will be cool and creepy out early on this Wednesday, then a sunny afternoon with a high climbing to 71. Tonight, clear, the low dropping to 50. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 46 degrees, 7:56.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know, all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Are you buying or selling your home and want to put more money in your pocket? That's easy. Just reduce your agent's commission. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service listing makes more money for our clients, over $10 million so far. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com, and you too can make more money with Wilson. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Everyone deserves to feel good inside, and the experts at AirServe of Northern Virginia know how to make you feel good inside your home with indoor comfort systems that are inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate, up to 72 months interest-free financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that'll keep your comfort up and your utility bills down. Call AirServe of Northern Virginia at 571-292-3081. That's 571-292-3081.
All right, here's what's ahead here on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, Ken Cuccinelli from the Senate Conservatives Fund will be with us to talk about the administrative's push for tax care relief for us taxpayers.
Plus, he wants to can Mitch McConnell. I'm going to find out why. And then Tony Schaefer will join us. ISIS